163. All praise be to God, who hath adorned the world with an ornament and arrayed it with a vesture, of which it can be despoiled by no earthly power, however mighty its battalions, however vast its wealth, however profound its influence. Say, the essence of all power is God's, the highest and the last end of all creation. The source of all majesty is God's, the object of the adoration of all that is in the heavens and all that is on the earth. Such forces as have their origin in this world of dust are by their very nature unworthy of consideration. Say, the springs that sustain the life of these birds are not of this world. Their source is far above the reach and ken of human apprehension. Who is there that can put out the light which the snow-white hand of God hath lit? Where is he to be found that hath the power to quench the fire which hath been kindled through the might of thy Lord, the all-powerful, the all-compelling, the almighty? It is the hand of divine might that hath extinguished the flames of dissension. Powerful is he to do that which he pleaseth. He saith, be, and it is. Say, the fierce gales and whirlwinds of the world and its peoples can never shake the foundation upon which the rock-like stability of my chosen ones is based. Gracious God, what could have prompted these people to enslave and imprison the loved ones of him who is the eternal truth? The day, however, is approaching when the faithful will behold the day-star of justice shining in its full splendor from the dayspring of glory. Thus instructeth thee the Lord of all being in this his grievous prison.